The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today. It's time for BT and Sal to jam it up the A-gap.
All right, week 10 in review, BT. Our main takeaways from week 10. Number one for me, Kirk Cousins stinks. I can't stand watching Kirk Cousins attempt to play quarterback. Now, I get that he's like, look, he's better than Daniel Jones, sure. But in a big game, ultimately, game on the line, Kirk Cousins just ain't it. He never will be. It's why I'm glad the Falcons selected Michael Penix. I don't know if you saw this, but they played New Orleans, and I just hate the Saints. It was a road game. Falcons were favored 3.5 points, and that's a game like a good team. You got to bury the Saints. Saints got their new head coach, the interim guy, and of course the Falcons find a way to lose that game. Koo was missing field goals all over the place, but Kirk Cousins in a big spot, like not even close, and he did the same stuff with Minnesota for years. He's good enough to get to the postseason. He's good enough to maybe win a postseason game. He's not good enough to win a Super Bowl. So the fact that Kirk Cousins is getting paid what he is, and the fact that there's all this hype around Kirk Cousins and the signing, he's terrible. Always has been, always will be.
He's made a lot of money. It's crazy. Oh, all right, my God. First takeaway here, Sal. Now, he's not going to win it because his team right now is ninth in the AFC. Do you realize that Joe Burrow, he will get MVP votes, and if they mess around and they go on a hot streak, he can actually sneak it and sneak off and win this MVP. He's on pace for 41 touchdowns and 4,500 yards. He's got 24 touchdowns and 4 picks right now. So they've lost some tight games. Right now, they're out of the AFC playoffs, as I said. There's 7 teams that make it. They're ninth here. But Joe Burrow, kind of easy to overlook. Jalen Hurts doing this, Lamar doing that. Oh, look at Russell Wilson with Pittsburgh. Look at this over there. Herbert started to do that. Joe Burrow is insane. He just needs a little more around them.
I hope they get in the postseason because I think it'd be good for the league to have the Bengals. And not that I think they could win the Super Bowl, but you'd rather see Joe Burrow. They're a good team. They should be a playoff team, but that bad start. All right, number two for me. How about the Bears? Good God, how bad it's gotten there. I know you picked the Bears, and actually, when you picked them on the air during a perfect parlay pick segment, I was like, oh, you know what? That's one maybe I overlooked.
Against the Pats.
Yeah, they were, I think, given 6 or whatever at home, and really twofold in that game. One, Caleb Williams and the Bears offense, pathetic. Like, you can't look worse than they did scoring 3 points at home against the Patriots. Yes. And then Drake May on the other side, Patriots, all of a sudden, they look like they could play some solid football, getting themselves to 3 wins. But overall, and it shows you, BT, the importance of having a head coach. Like, it's great to have the number one pick and bring in the quarterback. The Bears are moronic for bringing back morons, too, as I was trying to get there. Yeah. But anyway, the Bears are moronic for bringing back Matt Eberflus for another year, where they just fired their offensive coordinator today.
Yeah, they did.
So they're going to have a new head coach in there with the number one pick, and that'll be an enticing situation for
somebody to go to. Yeah.
But the Bears, their loss at home to the Patriots with Caleb Williams and an offense struggle, and that was eye-opening.
That's definitely an eye-opener. How about our boy Sammy kind of remembering that he's still Sam Darnold here? Last 2 weeks, he got 5 picks. And 4 of the last 5 or 5 of the last 6, he's actually thrown interceptions. So, you know, you can only polish a flawed jewel up so much. Not that he's, you know, he's not salvageable, but I think more and more you can see the overreaction to Sam's stellar play to start the season. You know, he's a grinder. He's an average player. He's looked good in certain spots this year. He's got a great receiver to make him look good. But when you need plays, Sammy's just starting to sling it to the wrong team again. That's a big problem for the Vikes.
Both Geno Smith and Sam Darnold have reverted to Geno Smith and Sam Darnold. Last one from me. I think I talked about this last week, actually, in Jamming Up the A-Gap, that I do believe in the Chargers here as being a legitimate team. I cannot wait, as a matter of fact. There are three games this weekend that I have circled that I want to watch. Thursday night, Philadelphia, Washington. Mm-hmm. Sunday afternoon, 4:25, Bills and Chiefs. And then Sunday night, the game that got flexed with the Jets and Colts being flexed out, the game that got moved in, Bengals, Chargers. And I really would not sleep. In the AFC postseason, I heard Jerry and Gio today. Jerry was in for Boomer.
Yeah.
They were talking about who could win the Super Bowl.
And yeah, I heard him too. Yeah.
Okay. And then they mentioned the Bengals. And I was like, I don't know. But they left out the Chargers. And I get why. But I think if you're looking at this and paying attention to it, the Chargers starting to rise. They're 6-3, and they're on the rise with Herbert playing better. Harbaugh starting to really have his impact felt, you know, 10 weeks in now. Mm-hmm. I think the Chargers could be a very, very dangerous team in the AFC.
Yeah, I don't disagree. You know, they're going to protect the ball. They're going to run the ball. Their defense is better than people think. It's starting to get some love now, but it's been good for a while. You know, the interesting thing, and listen, I'll just be honest with you. After that Jet game, I didn't even look at the schedule. So I'm looking at it for the first time. And the good games are really good, and everything else is bad. Like, you know, what does Raiders Dolphins do for you? What does Jaguars, even though Lions are good, Lions, what does Brown Saints do you? What Colts, Jets? I mean, there's some dull games here, but the good ones are good. All right, last one for me. This is obviously the best team in the NFL yet to lose, Kansas City. Mm. All right, that with a 2-point win over Denver, not very impressive. I mean, listen, you win, it's impressive, but they only scored 16 points. The problem is, and I guess I'm just trying to point out their vulnerability. Now, they haven't lost yet. They've got the 9th best point differential. What does that tell you? Well, I think it tells you a couple things. They're buttoned up and know how to win the tight one. They're probably a little bit lucky / on borrowed time. And a little more vulnerable in certain spots that we gloss over because they've yet to lose. So I don't think this is exactly breaking news. Nobody thinks Kansas City's hanging 40 right, like they did for a couple of years when Mahomes first burst on the scene. But just dig beneath the surface a little bit more. It's a team that very well could be 6-3 rather than 9-0.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to watching them in Buffalo. I think Buffalo's this is the time. If Buffalo's ever going to beat them, this would be the week. We'll talk more about them in our power rankings when we do that on Thursday. But yeah, I mean, I'm with you, BT. Kansas City has not been overly impressive, and yet they haven't lost a game this year. 888-808-1019. Ray is in Brooklyn. What's up, Ray?
Gentlemen, good afternoon. Listen, I'm glad that I'm on after Baldy because the guy couldn't have, stated what I want to say any better. Sal, I know you believe in Brian Daboll, but listen, I'm going to tell you, I'm a Giants fan. I do not. At the end of the season, I want the quarterback gone. I want this current regime gone. Neither one has done anything since the first year. So we're going to judge the quarterback based on that. We have to, it's only fair for the current regime. And listen, the head coach, right? Everybody talks about how much he recognizes, quarterback talent. Why the hell did he flush $5 million down the toilet? You know, he and Shane for the backup quarterback. So that tells me a little bit something about that also. And the fact that he hasn't gotten any better since year one either. And the only success has been with Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley, Andrew Thomas, and a few other gentlemen picks. They've done absolutely nothing. And nobody can tell me, we need him to get his own young quarterback because Daniel Jones was very young when they decided to give him the money 2 years ago. And nobody put a gun to their head.
Yeah, the owner might have. Ray, the owner might have.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team.
no matter what. Just take a shot, pass the rest to your entire squad, and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5HourEnergy.com with the purchase of Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Literally, but of course... Yeah. Go ahead.
No, maybe, but at the end of the day...
Oh, what do you mean maybe? That's a big deal.
I don't know that. We don't know that. The only thing we do know is the things that I've stated, that they have gone back...
Here's what else we know, Ray. Here's what else we know. You want to blame Shane and Dable? That's fine. That's your opinion, and there's reason to do so. What about before them? Were the Giants good before those that regime?
They weren't born.
Hold on. What about Ray? What about the regime before that? Was that regime good?
And what about the one before that, Ray?
And that's
is that back to Doofus? I'm losing count at this point.
Me too. I can't keep up with it. Actually, Judge, McAdoofus, Shermer, Gettleman, Jerry Reese. Yeah, right. Exactly. Like, so what's the one common denominator here? The owner. The owner, even if it's not, which is why I think actually at this point Woody is better than Mara.
Oh, God, stop.
Here's why.
Woody's better than nobody.
Here's why. Because Woody, at least, and again, I don't know the inner workings of either franchise, but just using some common sense and gathering from afar what's happening. Woody clearly has his weaknesses, but Woody hired people that he thought were going to be successful and let them do what they had to do. Now, again, I'm assuming that. I'm assuming Joe Douglas wanted Robert Saleh. And, of course, the owner's going to have some say in who the head coach is going to be.
But then
Woody also said, okay, well, you missed on Zach Wilson. Go get me Aaron Rodgers. You know what? Joe Douglas didn't want Aaron Rodgers. Of course he did. So the way Joe Douglas was allowed to build things, Woody said, here, I'm going to give you, you want to go get Devontae Adams? You want Reddick? Go ahead, go do it.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't work. But at least Woody hired these guys, put them, it went all in to let them do it. They didn't do it. As a matter of fact, I'll give him credit for even being patient this year. He shouldn't have. I thought it was stupid going with Saleh, but at least Woody saw that through. Whereas Mara clearly having hit, like, I don't think Woody was saying strong-arming Joe Douglas into one way or another, keeping Zach Wilson or going to get Aaron Rodgers. Like, hey, if they want to go get this quarterback and this is the best spot, here you go. Whereas Mara clearly... He allowed a general manager to take a running back number two overall. At the time, if you were to come to me and I'm the owner of the Giants and Gettleman says, I want to take Saquon Barkley, they'd be like, well, if you take a running back number two, you're fired on the spot because that's moronic. That's idiotic. Nobody does that. It's not 1975 or 1985. It's 2018 or whatever year it was. So you'd be fired if I were the owner. So he let him do that. Then he had the love affair with Jones and Barkley to a point where he made Shane probably extend him and feel guilty if they didn't. And the same thing about Barkley, making him feel guilty. Like that impact from Mara, I think he's a good man. Don't get me wrong.
So do I. Definitely.
But those things alter the way your franchise operates, and he's been the common denominator in what has been a losing franchise beyond this regime.
At least he's got Super Bowls. Woody's got nothing.
Well, that's true.
I mean, I saw the conversation's over for me. Yeah. I mean, I know Woody tries. Like, there's owners who don't spend money. That's not Woody, but he's also always chasing to the point where he's a little quick triggered as well. Now, listen, I didn't have an issue with Woody. Matter of fact, I said I thought it was the right move when he fired Saleh. But now let's be fair to Robert Saleh. They've looked a lot worse without Robert Saleh. So you can say that Woody got his fingerprints all over that a little bit too early, and he made that situation.
Well, he did what most people wanted.
Yeah, but an owner who reacts to public sentiment is not usually a good owner.
Agreed.
And at the end of the day, I agree. These last 10 years for Mara have been very sloppy, and I do believe the strong inference that his fingerprints were all over the extension of Daniel Jones and the drafting of Saquon and wanting to hold on to Saquon and contemplate in terms of the trade deadline a year ago. There's no doubt. He's got Super Bowls.
You know who?
He's got nothing.
Understood, but to me that almost makes it even worse because he has the Super Bowls, and then what? He forget how to have a sustained, successful franchise?
Well, at least he showed. At least he showed the ability to have a Super Bowl, like to hit a ceiling. Woody hadn't even come close.
Yeah, the more I think about it, the further removed from his father running things, the worse things have gotten here. And the one comp I would say, like, do you think Jim Dolan is a good owner?
I think he's become one.
Correct. I think Woody is comparable to James Dolan, where everybody would rip on Dolan for years. He tried, though. It just wasn't the right guys that he was putting in place. Woody is trying. He just hasn't found the right guys yet. I respect an owner who tries. I'm not saying Mara doesn't try, but when Mara gets involved in the football stuff, that to me is the turnoff. I don't see Woody doing that. I see him trying to hire the right guy.
We don't see it, but it's also not his main business. So this is Mara's business. We do, because it's his main business. We don't know if Woody's a little more... Listen, he called Aaron Rodgers the day before they fired Saleh. What the hell are you calling the quarterback for?
No.
Is that really a job? And do we believe him that he said, no, I didn't talk about Robert Saleh's job security? Stop. Who are you kidding, Woody? Of course you did.
Yeah, but if he's impacting the personnel decisions, that's where I have a problem with any owner. I get that they're the owner and ultimately they have the final set. You should not be impacting the football decisions.
Yeah. At this point, neither one is very good. At least the one shown the ability to build it, but they're both broken. Hey, by the way, we've got to get a little Knicks here coming up next. We'll do that BT
and
Sal.
Big game tonight.
It's a big game. I brought up a week ago. You guys didn't like it. I don't like the way they look. They've looked a little worse since then. So hopefully this changes tonight. We'll get to that coming up with BT and Sal.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.